This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Brukhma Avon, welcome everyone to Daf HaShavua, Mesachas Yevamos, Daf Nun Ches. Daf Nun Ches. We're going to start two lines from about Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rami Bar Chama, we had on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Machalikus Rav and Shmuel, Yesh Chupa L'Psulois, Oyein Chupa L'Psulois, which means Rav said Yesh Chupa L'Psulois. According to Rashi, the way the Ritva learned Rashi, I and the Ian share from Sunday, the simple way of learning Rashi is that if you did chuppah to a woman that you're aser to, let's say a Kohen Gadol does chuppah to an almana, will that chuppah disqualify her from eating truma? Do we say chuppah is like the beginning of bia? Rav says yes, yesh chuppah lepsulais, and Shmuel says ein chuppah lepsulais. Comes Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rami Bar Chama, yesh chuppah lepsulais banu lemachleikus Ramei Rilazim Reb Shimon. Whether there is chuppah to psulais is a machlekes Rameir and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. Remember in the Mishnah, the Shaila was a woman who is awaiting bia psula. Amana l'kain gadol grush v'chalutz l'kain hedyot mina erosin. Rameir says lo yoichlu b'tshuma. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon say yoichlu b'tshuma. The Gemara wanted to apply that to psua daka Kohen Shekidesh Bas Yisrael, that according to Rameir, Lo Yachla B'Tshuma, according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Achla B'Tshuma. So too, Chuppah L'Psulais is like Kedushin to Psulais. Li Rameir, Dharma Kedushin Pasli, Chuppah Nami Pasli. According to Rameir, who says Kedushin Pasles, Chuppah without Kedushin also Pasles. The Rebbe Lezer, the Reb Shimon, the Amri Kedushin Loi Pasla. According to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, I have Kedushin that doesn't pasla. Chuppah Nami Loi Pasla. It's the same Achloikis. The same way they argue whether Kedushin to Psulais pasles, they'll argue whether Chuppah to Psulais pasles. Says the Gemara, Umemai. How do you know that?
How does this fit with Rabbeinu Tam
the Machlaikis is after Kedushin? How does this fit with Rabbeinu Tam that the Machlaikis is after Kedushin? So Tosfos seems to deal with this. The end of the Tosfos, he says, "V'had the Amar Rami Bar Chama l'Reb Meir, the Amar Kedushin Pasli, so too Chuppah Nami Pasli. We mean Chuppah Nami. You're already pasul from the Kedushin. So it sounds like if he's so machmer that even Kedushin would not allow you, he would be machmer even more by Chuppah." That if even by Nisalmana or Nisgarsha, you'll never be able to eat. But so that's how Tosfos will learn that the psul of chuppah will extend it even after the termination of the marriage. And the Reb Elazar of Reb Shimon de Amri Kedushin loy pasli chuppah nami loy pasli. Oh, let's learn according to Rashi, according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, who says Kedushin does not pasul, chuppah alone would also not pasul. That is what Rami Bar Chama says. Not like Rav and not like Shmuel. Rav says chuppah pasuls according to everyone. Shmuel says chuppah doesn't pasul according to anyone. Rami Bar Chama says it depends on Kedushin. Says the Gemara Umemai, how do you know it depends on Kedushin? Ad kan lo yikamer Rameir Hasam. Reb Meir only said that Kedushin pasuls, al Kedushin de Kanila. Ava chuppah deloy kanila loy. But chuppah which is not kaina, not. Now this seems to be like the way the Ritva learns Rashi, that we're dealing with chuppah without Kedushin, not like Rav Huna, and the Ritva himself pointed this out, that the Gemara is clearly saying that the discussion of chuppah is a chuppah which is not koineh. Inami ad kan loy kamri Reb Elazar Reb Shimon asam, or Reb Elazar Reb Shimon only say that kedushin doesn't passel, deloy kreve labia, kedushin is not approaching bia. Av chuppah de kreve labia, but chuppah which is coming close to bia, hachinami de pasla. And therefore the machloikis Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is not the same as chuppah, yesh chuppah lepsulais or ein chuppah lepsulais. They argue regarding kedushin, and chuppah, you can make the case, is more lenient than kedushin in that it's not karna. You can make the case it's more stringent than kedushin in that chuppah is karoiv labia. Says Gemara, ela I ika lameimar beplukta dahani tanoi. If you want to make it dependent on a machlokes tanoim, make it dependent on the following. Namely, the tani we learned in a braisa. Nisu zu vizu. If a kohen married this one and that one, namely, ksherois or upsulais, a kosher woman or a pasul woman, oishe nichnasu. So the first case is they did nisuin. Oishe nichnasu l'chuppah, where they were nichnas l'chuppah v'loi nivalu, and they didn't do bia. Oichlois mishaloi, they could eat from his estate, because either they did nisuin, or they were nichnas l'chuppah v'loi nivalu. And if he's a kohen, he could eat chuma. So that seems to be saying that they could eat from his estate, even if they're pasul to him. They could eat from his possessions, because yesh chuppah lepsulos. Again, the Tanya, nisu zu vizu, if a kohen married either this one or that one, namely ksherois upsulais, or shenichnasu lechuppah, or they enter the chuppah of loy nevelu, oichlois mishalai, v'oichlois b'tshuma. Nichnasu, if they entered, again, nichnasu, if they entered, meklal, denisu nisu mamish. In the case of nichnasu, nichnasu lechuppah, the braisel is two cases. Nisu or nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu. So nichnasu, miklal de nisu, nisu mamish. The fact that nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu, they didn't have bia, nisu must mean they did have bia. Ella, so in that case, they had bia. Why would she be allowed to eat truma? But she was nivala lepasula. Elalav kagon shenichnasu lechuppa. It must be the case of nisu is explained by the case of nichnasu lechuppa v'lei nivalu. It can't be that there's a case here where they had bia, because it definitely would disqualify her from eating truma if she was nivala lepasula. Elalav kagon shenichnasu lechuppa v'lei nivalu. Uvkatani, and it taught oichlois mishalai, oichlois b'tshuma, that even though she's nichnas l'chuppah v'loy nivala, she could eat from his possession, and she could eat tshuma, because chuppah doesn't passel her. So this man d'amar holds chuppah doesn't passel her, and the braisa continues. Rabbi Shmuel b'nai shal Rabbi Yochanan b'roika oimer. Kol shabi asa ma'achilasa, anytime her bia allows her to eat chuma, chupasa ma'achilasa, her chuppah allows her to eat chuma. V'chol she'ein bi'asa ma'achilasa, if the bia doesn't allow her to eat chuma, ain chupasa ma'achilasa, the chuppah does not allow her to eat chuma either. Look at Rashi, ain chupasa ma'achilasa, imbas Yisraeli, if she's a daughter of a Yisrael. V'aliba de mishna achreina. This is going like the Mishnah Achorayna and Ksubis and Daf Nun Zayin, the Tanan. Bezdin shel Acharehem Amru. The Bezdin after them said, Eina isha echals b'tshuma, ad shetikanes l'chuppa. A woman cannot eat tshuma until she enters l'chuppa. V'am Rabbi Shmuel, chuppa psula eina ma'achalas. Rabbi Shmuel says, a pasul tshuma, a pasul chuppa does not feed her tshuma. But then Bia, likewise, Bia would passel her. A Bia psula would not allow her to eat shuma. Midamakish chupa labia. Okay, now, so we're saying that if she's a Yisraelis, and this is going like the Mishnah Achroina, that a woman does not eat shuma until she enters the chuppah. What about chuppah psula? Rabbi Shmuel says chuppah psula is not meichel her, and bia psula is not meichel her. That's mashma if she was a bas koyein. So then the bia would passel her. Rashi seems to be saying that Rabbi Shmuel holds that if the chuppah or the bia to a pasula does not render her eligible to eat truma if she's a bas Yisrael to a kayin, then if it's a bia psula and she's a bas kayin, it would disqualify her from eating truma. That means the Tanakama holds that chuppa psula does not disqualify her, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishab Yochem ben Broika holds chuppa psula does disqualify her. So it's machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishab Yochem ben Broika. Says Gemara, Mimai. How do I know? Dilma Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Shob Yochanan Breika Kreb Meir Svirle. Maybe he, Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Shob Yochanan Breika, holds like Reb Meir that it's not the chuppah that would passel, but rather we're talking about where you already did kedushin. So it's a kedushin that was done before that passels her. Dama kedushin lo yachla. Says Gemara, but hi kosha ain biyasa machilasa ain chupasa machilasa. Kosha ain biyasa machilasa ain kaspa machilasa mibaylei. If that was the argument, if the reason why she was disqualified is because of the kesef and the kedushin, so Yochem and Brugger shouldn't say that if bia is machil her, chupa is machil her, if bia is not, chupa is not either. It's not a din in the chuppah. It's a din in the kedushin. It says it should say kosha in biyasa machilasa in kaspa machilasa. It says Gemara, Dilma aidi de amar tanakama chuppah, amar iu nami chuppah. Ein echanami. Really, the reasoning of Rabbi Shmuel is because of the kedushin. So why is he bringing in the chuppah? Because since the Tanakhama said that it's the chuppah that disqualifies, and he had to say dafka, it's the chuppah that disqualifies, because I mean the Tanakhama had to be referring to the chuppah, because he's trying to teach a chiddush, even chuppah does not disqualify. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishab, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika discussed the chuppah. But it's not the chuppah that disqualifies, it's the kedushin. Okay, now the Gemara discusses a new subject. Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram said, Hamilsa Amar Lan Rav Sheshes. The following matter of Sheshes taught us. The Anhirinu La'ainin Rimas Nisan. And he illuminated our eyes from a Mishnah. What did he say? Yesh chuppah l'psulais. There's chuppah for psulais. There's chuppah for psulais. The Tana Tuna, and the Tana supports this. We know that we make the woman, the Soita, swear that she was not mezana tachas ishah. And we say shvua to her and she answers amen. Amen. Shaloi satisi arusa unasura shemeres yavam ukenusa. Amen. She did not commit znos, not as an arusa, not as an asua, not awaiting yibum, and not as a kenusa. Hi arusa hechidami. What is the scenario that she says she did not commit adultery as an arusa? Ilema dekanila kishi arusa. If it's talking about he warned her when she's an arusa, and he said, "I don't want you going to seclusion with Pliny, Bistara," and she goes into seclusion. V'kamashkala kashi nesua. I'm sorry. Kamashkalak Sherusa, and he's giving her to drink when she's in Arusa. In other words, the Arus says to Arusa, don't go into seclusion with Pliny, and she does. And he gives her to drink as Arusa. How could that be? Arusa bas mishtayahi. Can Arusa drink? Vatanan Arusa v'shemeres yavam, a woman who's in Arusa or awaiting yivam, lo yishay seslenos ksuba. She does not drink the waters of Saita, and she doesn't take a ksuba if she was warned. And she in fact was nistar, so she doesn't get a ksuba. But the question is, what does she mean that she loish satisi arusa? If he warned her as an arusa and he gave her to drink as an arusa, you're not allowed to give an arusa to drink the Saita waters. Ella de Kanilak Sharusa. Must be he warned her when she was in Arusa, the Istara, and she went into seclusion, become Ashkalak Shia Nesua, and then we give her to drink when she's already in Nesua. Says the Gemara, Mi Badkula Maya, does the water check her? The water is not effective. Why? Because the Saita waters are only effective if the husband didn't do anything wrong. Vatanya v'nika ha'ish me'avay, and it says, the man will be clean of sin. Why does it say the man will be clean of sin by the Saita waters? The man didn't do anything wrong, the woman's the Saita. It must be the Saita waters are only effective if the man didn't do anything wrong. Now, if he warned her when she was in Arusa, and then he did Nisuan to her, that means he did Bia to her, and then he gave her to drink, he wasn't allowed to do Bia to her before he gave her to drink, because she's a suspected Saita. So the question is, Vatanya v'niko ishme avayin, bizmansha ishme nuka me avayin, only when the husband is clean of sin, hamayim boikim asishtai, the waters check the wife. Eino ishme nuka me avayin, if the man is not clean of sin, eino mayim boikim asishtai, the water doesn't check the wife. So in this case, if he warned her as an arusa and then gave her to drink as an nesua, but she was a suspected saita, he wasn't allowed to do nesuin to her. Ella de kanilak sharusa. Must be he warned her when she was an arusa. V'istatra, and she went into seclusion. V'nichnasa l'chuppah v'lay nivala, and he did chuppah without bia. And that's how he's giving her to drink as an nesua, but he never lived with her. But wait a second, why is this chuppah effective? But she can't have bia to her. So that means yesh chuppah lepsulais. Now wait a second. This is in no way Rashi's yesh chuppah lepsulais. Rashi learned yesh chuppah lepsulais is when you do chuppah to a woman that you have no relationship with. Here we're talking about doing chuppah to an arusa. So this is mamash a very shver kash on Rashi. Because the Gemara here, Shmami, no, yesh chuppah lepsula, is just talking about, no. This is, of maybe everybody would agree, chuppah after arusin yesh chuppah lepsula. So shailu is ba of yesh chuppah or ein chuppah lepsula is when you just do chuppah to a woman you have no relationship at all to. Look at Rashi. Ushmamina mi de mashkila. From the fact that you give her to drink, yesh chuppah lepsulais. The karinon bei tachas ishech, and it's called under the domain of the husband. The kanilai chuppah. Chuppah is kaina afagav deloi chazi labia. Da asurolai mishanistara. But we see yesh chuppah lepsulais. In other words, now we're extending the definition of yesh chuppah lepsulais, that if you say that a just chuppah to a non-arusa would disqualify you from truma, then the chuppah is effective that it would allow you to give a saita to drink. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava v'tizbara. Is it logical, daha mitaratsasahi, that this braisa is a authentic viable brisa. V'kiasa Rav Acha bar Chanina midroima. When Rav Acha bar Chanina came from the south, also he came v'aisi masnisa b'yadi. He brought a brisa in his hand. It says mibaladei yisheich. It says that this woman had relations with someone other than her husband. From there we learn that soita is only applicable if she first had relations with the husband and then she's suspect of having relations with another man. But in this case, where he warned her not to go into seclusion with this man, and then she went into seclusion, and then he did chuppah, this is not a case where the bia to the baal was first. If she may have had bia to someone else first. And the laws of soita are only applicable if the first relation she had was to the husband. We darshan misha kadma shchivas baal labaya v'loisha kadma shchivas baya labaal. So Gemara says you could have a case. The case is that he violated and he lived with the woman while she was in Arusa Beis Aviha. Amar Amar Chama Meshkachas La Kegoyin Shaba Aleha Arusa Beis Aviha. You do have such a case if she lived with him while she was in Arusa in her father's house. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to hold it over here. This seems to be a raya Yesh Chuppah Lipsulais. Because the only scenario that we could have a case of an Arusa is if he warned her as an Arusa, then if he had relations with her, warned her as an Arusa, then did Chuppah, and we see that he could give her to drink, and he's kind to her. So from there we see Yesh Chuppah Lipsulais. Okay, Mar Rabbi Isai, we're going to hold it over here. Mike, you have a question?
Yes. So Ba'alah of the Beis Aviha would not cause him suddenly to be violating the concept of Vini Kaha Ishmeavon? Because we said that's a necessary criteria, right?
Right. I hear. Maybe it's since it's only a Durabanan, so you could still say Midaraisa Vanika Ishmeyavan, even though you get Malkus Mardus, right? Chazal say Kala Oichal Matza Ber Pesakil Boyal Arusa Soy Bebeis Chamev. But it's a Durabanan. It's a Durabanan. So on a Duraisa we could say Vanika Ishmeyavan. Okay, everyone, have a good night. Laila Tov. Laila Tov,
Laila Tov.
Thank you. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.